Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to New Heights Show on Education. This is your host, Sadia Ijaz, and I'm sorry for the beginning. I think there's some difficulty. And however, today I'll be talking about the Student Leadership Council that New Heights just spearheaded. I will give information about it and talk about what it is. For more information or questions, you can contact us by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or you can call us at 419-786-0247. To call in any time during the show for questions or to join the chat, you can call at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, I have some announcements. We are happy to announce that our third radio program, which will be on Sundays, our newest host, Kathy Woodring, will guide Sunday's audience in American history from the beginning of our history to current events and civics. Her first show will air on Sunday, February 9th, 2014, from 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., and will be titled Trials of the First Settlements. Guests can call in into either program by calling 347-633-9225 or contact New Heights at 419-786-0247 or email us or visit our website. Each of our radio programs and their hosts have a new logo, so if you are online listening to the show, you can view it. The design came from Melina Klima, our graphic designer from Patras, Greece. We also have a logo with all of our images on it. Thank you, Marina. You did a very wonderful job. Enrichment Day classes. The New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literary Center is offering its biweekly Enrichment Day classes, and the next one will be on January 31st from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Classes will be continued to be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. And note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. We are offering a reading time science class, Irish dancing, and karate. And we are open to more suggestions. Students are not invited to only attend, but also participate in instructing some of the classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us directly. We are still selling candy bars and suckers thanks to Golan Postal in Defiance, Ohio, for your support and for allowing us to sell our candy at the Golan Postal. The New Heights Educational Group is partnering with the Great American Opportunities. Great American Opportunities is an online fundraiser which started this month. Anyone interested in fundraising for their child or New Heights can contact us for your own online ID. All profits will be used as a fundraiser for each student to raise funds for their future and activities for New Heights and for New Heights to earn money as well. The New Heights Educational Group is holding a coffeehouse discussion to recognize National School Choice Week in Defiance, Ohio. School choice supporters in Defiance will gather on Saturday, February 1st, for a special coffee house discussion to raise awareness of the importance of educational options for children and families in Ohio. The event is planned by New Heights Educational Group and will be held at the Cabin Fever Coffee House and is timed to coordinate with National School Choice Week. National Choice Week of 2013 will be the largest celebration of educational opportunity in U.S. history. In addition to this event in Defiance, there will be an additional 5,500 events taking place across the country. And what is it? It's a coffeehouse discussion, and it is organized by New Heights Educational Group, and it is attended by students, parents, teachers, and concerned citizens. And the speakers include Pamela Clark, who is the founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and Kathy Bergman, board member of the New Heights Group, teacher and Toastmaster. And it is on Saturday, February 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it will be at the address 312 Clinton Street, Defiance, Ohio, 43512. And this event is open to the public and the media. For more information about this event, visit www.newheightseducation.org. And for more information about the National School Choice Week, visit www.schoolchoiceweek.com. Attendees will also receive a free National School Week, School Choice Week scarf on a first-come, first-served basis. So be sure to come. And since New Heights has just spearheaded the Student Leadership Council for students aged 14 to 23. And to join this free and great opportunity, you don't have to be living in Ohio. It is a National Leadership Council, so anybody in the United States is able to join. It is super beneficial for a student to join this council. A student gains many prodigious skills that they can definitely use outside of the group. For example, leadership skills, speaking skills, building confidence, working with others, mentoring opportunities, community service, and a lot more. It also helps during the time of applying for colleges, because colleges don't just look at a student's grade, but also the extracurricular groups or activities that they took part in. It shows that a student has the propensity to do something other than their have-tos, like going to school and studying, and they are gaining experience at the same time. They can also meet other students that have similar interests. The requirements to be accepted as a junior member are: the student must be of age 14 to 23 and in grade 9 through 12 with a minimum GPA of 3.0, and for those continuing into college with a minimum of a 3.0 GPA as well. We say up to 23 because the congressional award can be applied for until this age, and we are working in collaboration with them to help a student achieve this award along with other recognition. Letter from parents and guardians describing the student's history is optional but also recommended. Also, the profile of academic and other talents, and the submission of a filled out application of form is also required. And once a student is accepted as a junior member, the student can work up to become a senior member by fulfilling the following requirements. One, they can have a letter from Executive Director of New Heights Educational Group confirming active enrollment in the Student Leadership Council for 1 year. Or two, letter from a mentor confirming successful completion of a 6-month project in a chosen area. And Pamela will also help you with finding the right project for you. We offer many opportunities within New Heights and can also help you find the right mentor to work under. The responsibilities of being a member is that all juniors and seniors members are expected to fulfill certain responsibilities to maintain their membership status. They are attendance at monthly, bi-monthly meetings, serve as ambassadors of New Heights Educational Group in the community, social media like Facebook and at social events, actively participating in New Heights Educational Group-led initiatives and programs, and taking on responsibilities as delegated by New Heights as executive director. Failure to meet the above requirements may result in the withdrawal from the leadership along with approval and recognition. However, to take a test or transcript or grade card, you need to pay a $35 fee for 60 minutes and to get assistance on college search, scholarship search, parent or student training, phone meetings, or in person, there is a fee of $25 for 60 minutes as well. The application to apply for the Student Council is available on the New Heights webpage. You can go to www.newheightseducation.org/slc-application.html. And you may also visit the webpage to find out more information regarding the Student Council. And that was all for today's show. And I hope everyone had a great week and is enjoying the nice weekend as well. And I hope everyone is being safe. And do join me for next week's episode. It will be on learning styles. And thank you for listening. You raise me up so I can see.
You raise.